The topic today is Dharma Shatoshi Yamanupa. And it should be very short. In fact, it should be a three-word tapur. Composed, finished, and first is just ramification. The problem, we've spoken about some of the yoni in the earlier tapur. And what I want to do today is simply to be miraculous. Some of the things and put them all together. There's no very position here. But I discovered that the practice becomes a big issue. I don't quite understand. I took it for granted in several portions. You know, by that, the practice thing is smoother. And it seems that by the hearing, I considered to be wild until I had at least one incident involving a woman who came to me, and it wasn't theoretical. She came and she told me that a rabbi had told her in principle, and she really wanted to know what I had to say. I wouldn't dignify by asking her for a name of a rabbi if they were a Muslim. But it's mind-boggling. Bill Shafti, very easily, I found the truth in the Liberty Hebrew, somebody was trying to get. They want to possibly get before one of the agents did things he wasn't supposed to do. And the agent really was not sure to get because he said that the person had the first status and he told him no, but what is the person? There could be a person who would be a failure and to think that a courageous is not there. So if it happened in those days, maybe we shouldn't be so surprised if it happened in our days. In any event, let me try to put it in some kind of perspective. The Sholem Baisnikis, who are the ones who are probably the ones who have recently, have given Palachus the bad name. They've given the bad name because in recent years there have been serious proposals that involve the effort of Palachus, but for a variety of different reasons. They propose this, I'm reading the newspapers, they say we've got to keep women in their place, we shouldn't become puppets. This way the husband can always threaten to go out and find his doll forever. I don't know if it's better or worse than the other reason which I heard, that this comes up in a cartoon in New Yorker. They had an Arab there with four wives, and so they asked them to see four boys coming up, and then he came to them himself.
those
are the bad reasons for philosophy. There were better reasons for philosophy, and I'll try to deal with them more or less chronologically, not strictly chronologically, but more or less chronologically. The first curious proposal, I'm leaving out what everybody knows, and you again, you haven't really used it for less. The first serious proposal for Gladys I'm aware of was roughly the turn of the century, and you will find it in the Tshuva in the Talmud Slave. The Talmud Slave was in early Hebron, not the near early Hebron. He attended the law of the Hebron in Amos in Amsterdam. He was a lawyer, he was a real one. He made a lot of stories in the Tshuva Slave and the Talmud Slave. Right on Ashir. But it's curious. He has two tumors on the way. The first one is in Kalish, Alish, and somebody wanted him after Kalegesh, and he says that if he wants to not after Kalegesh, for a king to go circles. He dismisses them as a pepper and grass, and he took his oath to pass it. Then comes the Kalish Gimbal, singing on the day. This is totally incomplete. He's never written the first children, and he's got a serious problem. He has a problem, he has two problems. The second one, maybe I shouldn't mention, I'll mention briefly later. The first one is Achenu Bnei Yisrael who live in lands in which they don't permit divorce. What are they supposed to do? If they try to divorce their wives and be married, they'll never be in jail. So what are they supposed to do if they don't have stolen bodies? The only agent for them is a Pelagic. Therefore, he has to go and be Ma'ayim and begin with the Pelagic to see whether the Pelagic is neuter, whether the Pelagic is grosser. It's historically something bizarre. I don't know of any land in which Achim of the Nevis has such a problem. certainly not in Arab countries where he lived, he was a divorce maker. A lot. And Muslims go to the divorce, in Russia, the only people who could divorce before the revolution in 1917 were Arab and Jews, because there was judicial autonomy, and that was a personal status. Then you have American court cases of Jews that came from Russia to America and vice versa. The courts couldn't figure out where to get this book to file, what the political comedy was. It doesn't apply, but it's clear that there was divorce in Russia and Poland for Jews. In all the other countries, with the possible exception of Ireland and Italy, it wasn't a problem. In Ireland and Italy, I don't know about Jews divorcing. But how many Jews were there? Ireland and Italy was worried about Jews and Ireland and Italy. In England, the 1920, in the 20s, there was a Marquesius Papacius in testimony before a parliamentary committee about whether it was legal for Jews to have engaged to contract a divorce before 1860 or whatever. It was clear that there was no divorce in England other than by act of parliament, which so that the Church of England in those days was still strong, they didn't recognize divorce. So the shadow was whether Jews had that kind of autonomy or they didn't. And they're now raising that issue in the 1920s about what happened, who knows when. It was clear that in England, Jews were issuing between their remarrying and the main places of when it was legal, it wasn't legal, again, it's only that. So what the Talmud raises, who he's talking about, I have the biggest idea. But it's a whole shoe of Arisius for these Sahib in Israel who never, they can't get divorced legally. So he's not going to collect. The Shaila isn't as the large town. It's not because they can't divorce. The Shaila is, and remains the Shaila in America too. They do not do this. And there are two places where one could seriously apply the Talmudic wage concern in situations where a person can't avail himself of a civil divorce process. Once upon a time it might be for them. And that's before they amended the Social Security law to permit a widow to collect Social Security as a widow, but after she remarried. It used to be like an almona. Almona was very interesting. It was like an almona. They died while she was very married. She gets Social Security on the husband's pension until she remarries. And there are a lot of women who second marriage that he would actually be without a period. He said, no, I'll tell you what I said. It happened to me too. And I always used it. And I used to send it to people who did it. Yeah, well, you tell people who do these things.
And they want them to marry without being married legally.
They didn't
want to marry legally, they lose the Social Security. So you tell a hooker, and it should not be reported to the
court. Right. The actually should have no legal marriage. They just want proof of the dilution of it.
Why wouldn't you?
If you call it a misdemeanor.
your subject
is a fine of $25. For some of these cases, they're coming up all the time. I want to do the attribution publicly, and I want to send an invitation to the district attorney. And I want him to bring the prosecution, because I'm maintaining that the statute is unconstitutional, and I'm willing to put in all the protections I want, but I'm not an officer of the state, and I have no faith in being in the state, or I have a contract for that, but it seems from New York, fornication and baptism is called once upon a time. He is no longer an officer. Then all that I'm doing here is sanctioning the Yisavir and the Yisavir, and I'm making a profit. And they're here telling me that I'm not allowed to do this, but they want to make it. It's really my favorite. As far as the law is concerned, they would remain the same unmarried people as they were before. But you're not allowed, and yet the law doesn't care about the Yisavir and the whole business. You know, that's my freedom of religion, and the Brock are not as my business. So, but they weren't, they didn't want to say,
what? shocking. It seemed to be very interesting.
So we'll call the lawyers on interested in it. You weren't pressing me to, but there were people who were doing it. So I mean, why should you do it if you made it? And then, well, I'll do it, entire thing. And I was younger.
No, the principal bothered me at that time.
All right, that's one case. There are other cases, two other cases that arise every month or more. The person I've had the mayor of, and he's involved in a messy divorce, whatever. You know, I'm talking about a legitimate that's our problem. Not one with the problems. A real mayor, she's a mayor, and then Ben was already Mazara, and she's a mayor. They're all about how lucky it is. Now the first court guy can't get married. And of course he can't get married. The only answer for him is not to get married, to take a mortgage. And there also, I'm not sure that one wouldn't want to make the case, but I'm not interested.
No one's married.
No,
he doesn't go to the rabbi,
he goes to the same one. They're already, I'm not interested in making the case when
there's a
divorce
for it. Oh, you think that's Mayor she's not divorced of being
of the new right? It's also, yeah, that's total slave. It's all divorce. For this person, there's no divorce. Or this person may be exposed to business opportunities. He can find somebody. Yeah. The problem is the divorce stage, you want already, I'll give you another one. My third example was about two married to chicken. He doesn't need a head to make a lot of money, right? Yeah, but he's dead off stuff. So I'll tell you a nice thing about that. I get a phone call, it was a certain night. I got a phone call from one of our portrait room from the Oriya Hassel that he had to come to New York and serve Shabbat. And he got a prescription for Balchuba, Lamaki, Shisha, Lavia. And from the Mishkota, whose name everybody recognized because they're part of the pages of the financial sector of New York Times. And he's marrying now a Jewish girl from a family called the Plaster, over the pages of the financial sector of New York Times. They're talking to big money here. And he's involved in a divorce with the first wife, isn't it? And is there any problem? Yeah, and I tell him, don't do it.
Right.
That was Thursday night. Friday morning, I came in to say, before I'm here, I'm sitting in my office, 5 minutes to nine, I get a phone call from the attorney. We understand that you advise the rabbi not to perform the wedding. Could you explain why? The question was their fine. I proceeded to tell her that I advise the rabbi not to do it because your client is now being exposed to receiving this prosecution. And this is a messy divorce, and the other side's going to get hold of it. And for all you know, the client is going to face criminal charges bigamy because he's gone through a second marriage ceremony. And, I said, you can check with your criminal law department. And she tells me, you turn. This is Friday. This is a search out. So I said, what should we do? I told her, look, I'm not a lawyer, I'm certainly not a criminal lawyer, but I don't think that the rabbi should do it. I can't guarantee you that if you do what I say, the district 31 prosecutor, you've got a better chance. Make sure that the person who performed the wedding is not a minister of the gospel and the fact of the law. If somebody else does it, I'm not sure that this group of leading prosecution. I check with the criminal.
Is adultery illegal?
Adultery is technically illegal in the state of New York. They haven't been prosecuted for adultery in 75 years. It's called criminal conversation. DAs don't prosecute at all. They do prosecute DAs. Okay, that's the one. We might not be in it. Not be very simple. in New York, if you read the criminal statute, it sounds as if it didn't involve any ceremony which, if not for the fact that the other wife would be a valid ceremony. In New York, if a massage tradition performed in the script of the tradition of the other wife, it's a valid marriage. In the state of Florida, the tradition is still in the book. This is in Florida, without a marriage. Look at Florida dignity statute, which is also in the private tradition of the old book, because there's another impediment. Now, that was not a valid marriage. And adultery doesn't have to be in New York. The difference is that in the Ohio books, if you start a tradition without a license, it's no marriage. If a rabbi can start a tradition without a license, it is a marriage. And you extrapolate from that to the dignity statute, it seems to me that the client would be a bigamist in the laws of New York, but not if a valid license is not a tradition. So, you check with the council cooperates, right? And the guy's brother-in-law was a Catholic tradition.
Yes, no doubt.
On Monday morning, I get a phone call. Here again.
5 to 9.
5 to 9. Exactly the same time.
My mother remembers
that. Exactly the same time. From his partner. This, the first lawyer went to the court. Thanking me profusely for having saved the firm from potential embarrassment. He didn't say possible.
No, but there's just
The case there was that the sister's first marriage involving a non-Jewish man married a non-Jewish woman. Now the sister is meant to work with her if he wants to marry her.
He wants to get married!
You're the star show partner. Yeah. Really, as the father, you're the star show. The father, who himself is married to someone who is He wouldn't want to come to the South Yet Hunting area. He called his father because I can't let somebody do your fingers. This power runs in the side of the ocean says, when he was married to his wife, when he was married to his ship, he went to the wife. He himself was married to his father, also between the ship. And now his father is there, one child, now he's a woman. He won't go up with him, so maybe big man will love
If no one does anything, he's probably exposed to giving. If he gets a shot from the Rabbanut that the head of Mayor Rabbonim is tamping on to the dissolution of the marriage or whatever it is, was in valid marriage of sorrow, and the guy has revenue marriage of sorrow for however he establishes it, to maintain it as legal in that jurisdiction, it probably is not giving him.
So in all of these cases, you have
a
bunch of a commercial. If we have at the end of collecting should move to the part of the game of concern, right? That's not collecting, should be.
that was the problem with slavery. And his problem was, that there was no auction of the horse and the male. The only thing he thought to have was to auction. That was his hatur. The hatur was only a hatur for cases of that nature. The second is a proposal by a justice of the Israeli Supreme Court, whose name was, I mentioned about that, Mr. Silver, who, as we heard, once learned from the Bible, he was a Hebrew paper, if not more. I think some of them I can't say, but it was certainly a Hebrew paper. He came up with a loan. His solution was a form of civil marriage, but civil marriage that for halacha would be for lashu, and to institute this kind of civil marriage only for non-Jewry, which is in Eretz Yisrael, the ones who aren't able to get married because the rabbanut won't issue them from Yehuda. So he wanted him to be one of those fighters, those money, so that the eighth we had for them was institute civil marriage to be limited to Tzuleiko, what was the wonders? So it starts with Mahalei Kram on the right, where he is announced as Yisaviyya, or whatever the only of the Kibushin, to have been a Kriya Kevin in the Kibushin, that's only Yisir of Kibushin, but without Kibushin, there is no Yisir Mamzeris, and Menele, a Polaria should be Mutter to a Mamzer, his whole image was, a Polaria should be Mutter to a Mamzer, so we will then, civil marriage, also no matter, the Rashu, from Unvarian, he ignores a number of minor things, and that A, where he first ignores the Shukas arriving, then he ignores the fact that even the Mamzer and Mamzeris is also in the Rabbana. So we have the Mamzer of Yisrael, another son of Allah. The third thing that he knows, the Nikolai is on the spot, that people attribution is not his Mardu. And the Wuyetra Kulono, and this already appeared to itself someplace, that according to the Rambam, if you hold, put the Rambam to that, but if you assume you will be part like the Rambam in one, you won't part like the Rambam in the other. You hold that the Wuyetra is Mutter, the Rambam just holds that Wuyetra means not, it's my first Rambam for Wuyetra means. Does Wuyetra mean Wuyetra, being feared? Or does it mean being at all? If it be a bit kabal, and if you hold the Pogak Shus is a mutter as an institution, then that's the salt that be a kabal also. Who says that Pogak Shus is mutter from the Rambam? That's also be a kabal. And Rambam Shus also is a Pogak Shus also. But you tell me that Pogak Shus is mutter, and she's also, and she's a kabal for us. That's also a form of be a kabal. Who says that that's also a male? That was Silver's proposal. But it was a responsible proposal in a sense that he wasn't mere just from New Orleans. He was trying to deal with the problem, to find a solution for the problem. And the next one who proposed it was Silver. It was the Gentle Nature from Uganda, who was a society. He worked straight for Yamatal. If I'm not mistaken, he's the one who later became the Sahagosis. And one was the later government, not as representative of the religious party. But he made a statement for Yamagos, who was the character, there were a lot of interesting things there. Among the things that he wanted to do was to be masterful at it, so that he can avoid any problems. All these people out there who are all of them, not to give gifts, etc., etc., you can have the lapses for them regulated in one way or another, and that can play out, maybe a form of civil marriage in another way, and you will avoid the Yazina problem. Okay? That was the.
How did
the civil marriage? Well, the Yazina problem.
What does that mean?
It goes to whom?
Manifesto.
It goes to a manifesto.
Okay.
And then there was one other proposal that I have not seen discussed. It's published in the commentator, publication of Yeshiva University. It's available on microfilm in the library that I don't have the time to go for. If somebody finds it, I would appreciate a copy. It was a proposal by a certain professor of political science at the time. His name was Irving Greenberg. It was to deal with the same of Aradin, what I think he called trial marriage. social phenomenon. Formerly real, they're not ready for what they call now a commitment, and they want to set up house pieces together. The article in the commentator equates Christian philosophy and argues with Christian Muslim. There was a response in 25 years ago, roughly. The response came from a person who was shattered, I believe, a professor of English. His name was Ryan Rittenstein, who was discredited, obviously. And that's also so was published, both were published in the commentary. There was a book. 30 years ago. Yeah, it's more than 25, I think. Anyway, it's there on my book. Those were the serious proposals dealing with social problems at one time or another. Okay. Put the problems aside. Let's see if there is a solution for it. This is a viable solution to the problem. He starts, first of all, with change, which in turn are based upon your system of marks. We have the Rashi in Domain, the Rashi is very successful, possible for us, that Noshim are Sugar and the Queen. The Rashi are not Sugar, not Sugar, that we have to do. All of that is based upon the Gemara heavy from Allah, which actually is what the year from the Gemara. Rashi clearly has such a gear set in the Gemara. And nobody does it. The modern Quakering claims they haven't found such a set. Yeah, I'm not impressed. But in terms of what they claim, Rashi certainly has such a gear set in the Gemara. He wasn't the only one that has such a gear set. In addition to Rashi, the two gear set in the Gemara, there's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, are we people going to Yerushalmi? The A is the Yisha, the A is the Yisha. They're there in the Isha, Yeshua Sukh. The Legesh, Angel Sukh. If you're doing the Ahazu, Yeshua Sukh, Isha, Yeshua Sukh, it's Night Sukh. The Legesh, Yeshua Sukh, Angel Sukh, and Night Sukh. Both annoying in Yerushalmi over the solution. The only thing for discussion is the Ksuga or the Noi Ksuga. They have to give their approach. Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi definitely more than a Polegesh of Noi Ksuga. So again, the question comes and they said, maybe it's fine. What do they do with it there? I don't know. It's not interesting what they do with it. Yerushalmi is there. I don't know how you might start differently in Yerushalmi. You can't explain it. That's starting with the Rishon. And with regard to whether Pelegesh has to be and whether Pelegesh doesn't have to be, there is a whole series of affirmations that seem to hold that with Pelegesh almost by definition is an entity, and there are conditions in the Pelegesh. First, that the children come up to it, that again, how it operates, I'm not quite familiar with you. But if the Pelegish relationship requires a gift, the Yeshiva doesn't say it. The beer has grown, Paul says, 6 foot and six. There's a long beer has grown with all kinds of varieties to grow a beautiful customer rush. The right to give rise from the Morris that a Pelegish is with tradition. One of the more he brings is from there in the wall. Here, okay. Omar, Rachon, and Abo. Boyered, Kamakoshin, Gerish, and Terry Dog is on the LPC with the Ape. He had already in the team Noshim Upalachim, Upalachim among them. So, may with Yerushim, we're not there. Let him get rid of one of the Upalachim and take whoever he wants now. Elamai, that's the Legish, also needs Yerushim. And that Yerushim is also, they weren't ready to be not there. That's one of the Gorah's right. So that the Gorah also held that the Legish is in the team. And then, as you saw last time, and I won't repeat it, not the reason, but anyway, the Dr. Spanaya, who said the Pelegi thing to get, he doesn't know how to do something to get. And Rabinkin, who claims the Pelegi is rooted, is by definition a street. Rabinkin creates two categories of Pelegi. One of the one who is rooted to him, and one who is not rooted. The one who is rooted in things requires a get. So those are the among the Matirim, we'll deal with the Matirim first. Then we'll come to the Sutta Saranda, what the Kitsa is of the way. Among the Matirim, I have exactly two Matirim. Two Matirim. The trouble is that there's some others who say also there's all kinds of reasons that lend themselves to be easily dismissed or be funded. One is the Shiva Saran Semifunctus. Shiva Saran Semifunctus. The Rav seems to have held that Shiva is Luther. The other is also ascribing the Menachem Ben Zera, he was Mechate Ben Zera Leber. Those two seem to say Kolendik is Luther. Then there's a Shiva Saran Ban. The Shiva Saran Ban is very problematic. Well, there's a whole long tshuva in the Ramban, it's in the Eichel Yom. The whole long tshuva still of anything. The Ramban, in effect, writes the tshuva to be Matir Cholendik, and then he adds two lines. The Ato Ramban, the Mekleim Mekor, has Tirein, Mi Hapeleget, Shin Yezu Hahete, Yisnachu, Yisnachu, the Yavoyu Alayhim, the Mizorah. So it sounds like a reward to talk about the moment. Male, he's a collector. The word is bad for Buddha. But the mice, the cure for him to come out of this, the cure will be that they want to make sense of Israel. The modern scholars claim that this was a later edition, that this isn't the Ramban speaking to somebody else. Because he doesn't write to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Ato, the Rabbeinu, the Tzemachor, Christ, whatever, the historical, that the Ramban, it's clear that it isn't the Ramban who added it, so there's another issue that it's a different two editors. But the Ramban held at least the Israel Easter appointed or smoothed, at least at the date or whatever else, but that there is definitely going to be a neutral in terms of the Easter meeting. So, of course, we didn't come around today and say that these are notions to come, that here is not going to be an Israel in here for a meeting. And they come around with all kinds of tomorrows which come to the day. What we're basically then left with is the Rambam. The Rambam, I mean, in the Eitzrim, there are a lot of Eitzrim. Before we come to the Rambam, there's first Rabbi Yehuda Shari Shir, Shari Gimel. He was Shari Gimel, Shari Gal, Rabbi Yehuda, the whole truth of the very great philosopher. And a rash for the Gal of King Chi, the Gal of the Face King Ray Tenday. In Chus Rash, the Gal of King Chi, the Gal of the Face King Ray Tenday. So among the Slavish retraining, there seems to be a clear cut equation. I don't know how Chrome the Mapoy is not particularly interested because Chus is being studied. But among the Ashkenazians, I don't know of any recent Matir players. We will see more about that in a second. The problem, of course, starts with the sequence of Rambam. The Rambam, which we've already spoken about, Rambam says the flood is moved to the edge to a Melech, and it's ought to the edge. And the problem is a basic problem, and the basic is also to why should we look at the Melech? And the Melech is also the proven Tayyar Mitzvah. So, we already saw. That's not good. If they're also to Kolevish, to Melech, the Melech could be Mishavim, but they might not. They all could be whatever you want. But the Melech, this is such a shoe we didn't go to. But, I mean, the Rambam definitely held that the culture, Why did Musa to a Melech? The Rambam explains the shoe to the Rambam. That the Rambam held that it was also a kind of a Asiyot, basically, the Noyitz only should be embarrassed to go to the Mikvah. But the Kovadish, Shevin Melah, she's not embarrassed to become a person. So the ones who talk about that, they say that by all the person, Kovadish is moved. A lot of people say, Rasaki Melah, anybody can call them a person. come to these people today, not for a hard good idea, that according to the Rabbi, according to the Rabbi, it's mooted today, not because the notion is strong is, but because today you meet them, they don't ask who you are anymore. Once upon a time, you said, well, everybody knew who you were, so the celebrity would be ashamed to go. But today, you go anonymously, nobody has to know who you are.
What do I should be ashamed to go? The status of that.
Is it a shame that we're stated to the play? She doesn't want everybody to know that she's a play that she's come to.
But
even though it's pajama, the play is usually a result. But today, when they don't ask you, or supposedly they would ask, when unmarried women are going to the play, so that the play isn't afraid to go anymore. That's their kind of, over the right time. But the Rabban, the Rabban Sokhoff says that it's up to him. And where the mocker is for this severe point of the rabbi, I don't know. But it's clear inference is the rabbi knows that it was here. There wasn't some actually also brought up. And if it's in this year, so it is in this year, if I don't see the news, it'll be up to everybody except for now the Fulham is here. Yeah.
We saw the addition of the information.
Sure, that's not the
question.
I think it's crap around on these things. I don't think it's mine. I said this a long time ago and I wrote it, and I think I found it somewhere. But now I can't find my several on, but I don't know where it comes from. But the problem, there are two problems. Besides the Rambam, as you can see, the problem in defending the Rambam. Where's the Amakya of a Pleiad Shomela? It's miserably today. Amelda is also miserably today. There are two other problems. The first problem is to do the Rambam. It was initially with Kikadesh, what a fun rate of opening up there, and the rate of the Kumbate. They're being mocked the Yisra Kadesh, how about the fun of the power of the Mata Yisra Kadesh? That's a problem for all Kedusha and Ravana. There are some people who talk about it, who are seeing an image of what some of it was talking to say. That's problem number one, and the second is the Mari Drona, which I've already spoken about. He fooled Munzai, he was not there, Kedusha, now at nine. Because there was a shash of an Achmuner who wouldn't get a get. And if later it's really known from a prayer that there were no burning, the Kedushin or Bottle, so Kol Yomov, he was Yusuf Kolevich, he was always the Geisha. How can we have not seen the matter this what I feel it? And the bigger kashi is that there are more who bring his both sheep in the Yoko Kedushin. We've got the prayer. And he'll receive him, who from Zion brings him a returner, as if it would be a daughter portion, and nobody is friends with him. Look for the holidays, what's the difference? It seems to me that there's one terrorist to explain all three, that all of these can be understood in terms of what a Peledish is. A Peledish may be Nuchedet. We're talking now the sheep of the whole, but a Peledish is a recognition. Right? The Peledish is Nuchedet. But the Peledish can walk out whenever she wants. As soon as she doesn't want to be Nuchedet anymore, she wins. She makia herself whenever she wants to be makia herself. The Rambam held that a woman who can be makia herself and go find somebody else, that's called a kadesha. That's the definition of a kadesha. A kadesha doesn't have to be the one who sits al ein haderech necessarily. Again, we'll worry about that some other time. Oh, I forgot. Among the ones who hold the mentioned tradition, the Magid Mishnah and Mishnah Yisrael Rambam. And that the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam, held that a tradition is distribution. That's clear. No Kedushas. Rambam Mishnah is there. And in addition, the Raivid, in the first two, so the Raivid, the Raivid also said that the Peledish is with the Geisha. So the problem with Yisoy is in the Rambam, Yisoy is in the Raivid, but if you talk from the Rambam, Raivid held that the Peledish is with the Geisha. Alright, I'm putting all that aside. We're all talking for all the sheep of the whole, the Peledish is without the Geisha. So going back now, assuming the Rambam holds Peledish is without the Geisha, why does he say after a Peledish? The Peledish, if a Peledish is distribution, then I don't know what Peledish is distribution. But then Peledish isn't a viable option anyway. But if the Peledish is without distribution, why does the Peledish after Peledish everybody mark it to a Peledish? A mark it to a Melech. The Torah is mapped to the Melech because if you start with the Yisr Kadesha, what's Yisr Kadesha? The Yisr Kadesha is a woman who can be Matiya herself whenever she wants and go find somebody else. That's the definition of Kadesha. You go from one to the other. Even if she doesn't have to be one who's Tir Talim Matera, but she has the potential for doing this, that's not Kadesha. There is only one woman in Minha Torah. There's only one woman who can't do this. One Pelegish who can't do this. Every Pelegish can walk away and find somebody else. There is only one Pelegish who can't do that. And that's the Pelegish of a Melech. Why? And here, I'm just a little bit disturbed because there doesn't make any difference. The Almon of the Melech is also to everybody who's just another Melech. The Sus of the Melech, the Sarvik of the Melech, and the Erin, the Shif of the Melech are also to everybody, including another Melech. What about the Pelegish of the Melech? Does the Pelegish of the Melech look at another Melech? I don't know. And I went looking, Baruch Hashem, I found that they also may have been familiar. He seems to be in the Sukkot, he built this Melech. Whether the Pelegish of the Melech is looked at another Melech, not looked at another Melech, so either way. It's easier to say that the Pelegish of the Melech is also to every Melech. That makes the whole thing out better. But even if you tell me that the Pelegish of the Melech is looked to another Melech, when she can look at the second Melech, when the first Melech is gone. That means as long as the Melech is alive, she is going to be also a Kula Alma. This can't be a debate. And Alman is not a debate. The Tiras Mat doesn't care about what a woman does after her first consort is dead. If the Tiras says that a Pelegish is looking at a Pelegish is a debate, it's because she has the potential to, whenever she wants, walk out and find herself somebody else. The one woman who can't do that is the Pelegish of the Melech. She can walk out, maybe, if the Melech left her. but she can't find somebody else because she is also to everybody else except to another Melech. As long as this Melech is here, there's no other Melech. When he'll die, then we'll have another Melech. When he's dead, we don't care what happens. That's what she loves. He's a Gazay called the Melech. She's stuck. As long as the Melech is alive, she can't marry anybody else, including another Melech. That's why the Pelegish is moved to a Melech, because that can't be a Kadesha. As soon as she became a Pelegish, she closed the door to becoming a Kadesha. Menet Kedushay the Rabbanon are also understandable. The fact when they were Mesakim, Kedushay the Rabbanon, they created an Yitzhar Eishas Yitzhar Eishas Yitzhar Eishas Yitzhar The Yitzhar Eishas Yitzhar prevents the woman who's in the Kedusha need the Rabbanon from going and marrying somebody else. The Mari Brono is easily understood. The Mari Brono wasn't not the condition of Nai. Other condition of Nai, even if they'll be valid and whatever, we're not now concerned with the condition of Nai, whether later the B is the absolute condition, the absolute sign, whatever, even if it's going, all of that is okay. But in the meantime, you're not the kind of sign becoming original from Hatreya that she wasn't married in the state, the Zika was here today, so who should be offered for that reason alone? Every D is a Sophie B. as Easter, and after that the Kedushan can walk with Mahreya, there is only one case in which I don't care if the Kedushan becomes walk with Mahreya. That's the case where the Tanai can't be something Zara and Zawakamitsu, and Zawakamitsu Sabah. If I'm Mekadish, I'm not. That this woman is in Zoku Yibum, where am I going to discover she's not Zoku Yibum? Wakamitsu. That means as long as the husband is alive, she's also to everybody who's a Sophic HSE. She's not a Sophic HSE. If she's a Sophic HSE to everybody else, then there's no Yitzhak Pelegish. She's a Pelegish, but it was not. There's no risk for Pelegish of the Melech. The Pelegish of the Melech is Lav Basket. The Pelegish of the Melech is Mutter because as long as the Melech is alive, she's also a Kulam. The person is Kedish on the side that if she's Zofa Gleibu, Mishisha Mokum Mafreya, she's also a Kula Alma as long as he's alive. And Pelegish was also a Kula Alma as long as the husband is alive. The Baal of Pelegish, but also as long as the Baal of Pelegish is alive, that's a Pelegish. The parents didn't ask. If this is correct, there may be something of a human being, which doesn't bother me too much. Although it might open the door to certain forms of halak too, but I'm not terribly worried about it. If you will find a nether of that happening or something, anyway, I've heard that as long as this person's alive, she won't marry somebody else, won't become a collegiate to somebody else. Ain't nothing happening. Maybe it's moving. only that self-defeating. People want to watch you, don't want to create a situation in which Kol Yinei Chayov of the Baal HaKolegas, she's also a Kolaomer. It's the other story that says that, you don't gain too much. Except maybe if the camera organization comes in later. But that doesn't really bother me. I'm coming up with a camera organization afterwards. But if you find me another Hekatimse, I'll say Enochinami. And if this such Hekatimse where as long as the nail is alive, she is also a Kolaomer, maybe Enochinami, maybe it'll be worth it. Anyway, I'm almost sure I saw something like that. I just don't know where. It's not. I think it's good shot in any event. It solves all three problems at once. There are three serious problems, and here, before the master, we resolve all three shots. The Rambam, the Chilus, the Kolegesh, and the Melech and Ha'ekir, the Yushik Rabbonon, and the Mari Brum. Okay. Then the problem then becomes, according to the Rambam, what is the Easter of the Kolegesh to anyone else? That's the problem that you put around them. What is the Easter of the Kolegesh to anyone else? So in the process of returning to the Rambam, we find a whole list of returning who tell us the Kolegesh to us. Each one tells us for different reasons. Most of them are trying to explain the Rambam. You now have a basis for the Easter of the Kolegesh. Even if there's no Easter of the Kolegesh, but there are other theories. The first is the Marit, which is based in the Mishra. The Marit says, and the Marit is concerned primarily not with the Shita Saranda. He's concerned with the Yushin Darabonim. Why is the Yushin Darabonim for Lav Shita Saranda? He says that that even there's no Yushin Kolegesh, but a Kolegesh remains also because of the mitzvah pita pishushim. If you take a kolegesh without pishushim, you're over a mitzvah pita, you're mavat of the mitzvah pita. You pita pishushim. If you can't in the kaim that way, because there is no pishushim, then if you get married some other way, you weren't over, Kiyika is, and you can really even watch around the beginning of the season. And before Martin Berry, look what you did. You're now in the grab the woman. After Martin Berry, you're supposed to do a therapy cooking. That this woman, I can take a therapy cooking. I'm assuming to take a therapy cooking. But if I can't marry this woman at all, because it's not a basis for whatever reason, and I don't think they were in the staff and producing drug going on, they weren't about to admit it. There's no mitzvah when you can't take this woman. You can write to them and say, don't take the women whom you can't marry with Kesef Sharon Deer. The Torah says, if you take this woman, it's like Kesef Sharon Deer. But when there is no Kesef Sharon Deer with this woman, there's always no Kiyigat. In the male, there's no Easter either. But the Marie tells that with the language, you take a full language, it's a Kiyigat. You're in the Bible, the mitzvah Kiyigat Ishisha. The Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shari Shulcha says, that the Easter of Kolegesh is a new Easter, and the new Easter is really an old Easter. The Chazal asked things that are much more respectable than the Kolegesh. They asked the Marusha, how of Lebrothes, Rasur, Levaila, Kenita? The same Easter, Levaila, Kenita, there is in Marusha, there is on the Kolegesh also. You gotta make sure of Brothes, that's what she's meant to be. The Easter of Kolegesh from Rabbeinu Yoina is the Easter of Kalos Volegros. The Rivosh took place in Shin Sarkei and Shin in Shot Sarkei says that there's another Easter of Kolegesh. Not the Easter of Volegros, are there? And the Jewish Easter book is not the Easter of Kadesh, but there's an Easter of Yehuda. When there's the Shot Dovi, was raised around the Yehud of the Tanuya, who said they excluded the Kolegesh. They were raised on the Yehud of every Tanuya. And this brings around it and says, when you're seeing them, you go to the Ewe, a Kolegesh, Erlo Bishleimer, or Mimeno and Lovey Light. But since now, you find Kolegesh only before Dovid Hanela, that because it was there to show Dovid, that was Gezer on the Kolegesh. So from Dovid on, you don't find, even among the walking, you don't find the Kolegesh because of the Yisr Yichud, which then means, I suppose, that if somebody wants to be loyal on Kolegesh for Rabin,
That might be another problem.
Maybe I'll think of something else that might be.
You might find another issue. But you won't have the issue for life.
Then assuming the human is not a dinner, you're still okay.
That was the reason for the speaker. But most of the blockchains that they're talking about now are people who already have one and why. So is there a hand organization on blockchains or not? Here I found a place to place things right down the middle. I have a whole sort of list to say that you can search the hand organization on blockchains. The answer for any of them is 30 days in Europe. And choose the only day screening in two books. Is there any other example? Connected then, I have a Tuna Suggestion cloud bridge test, and the children were on top of the Tuna bridge test, and the favor was there. The table there was dealing, I forgot to mention it before, these people who went when they're talking or whatever and they want to win. That's the other thing I look for. Business center. There was a certain period of time. And of course, they needed some hate for one time or another. So I did this operation in the trial. We don't have divorce and for these businesses. So the table there says that these men were doing all kinds of things, and they're afraid that there will be Nizana Kaka again, the blockchain will be Nizana Kaka again. So they were doing, you know, whatever, they didn't want to take a Polaris ticket, but it will be Nizana Kaka again. So, who knows, whatever. He says that they didn't want to marry the city of the business for obvious reasons. So he says that they should do one of two things. He says either to pay a fine in each of Shaver or Wendy McGrath and Pasco and Baker for the Legate, or they should be Maccabees and make Shaver Brooks. And he says, but if you can walk in with the Shaver or the Legate and with Pasco, then they should use his eighth or her return off. They should return off the pay to the full Legate. He's saying clearly that there's no chayim rabbeinu gerushin on the polygamy. He's giving the polygamy chayim as an aser for these redeemers that there's a chayim rabbeinu gerushin. I kind of don't understand. What would the polygamy mean with the comment? If he's actually staying on chayim and committing a polygamy, now he will have to call me with a canton.
Oh! Who was that? I'm sorry.
No, but the polygamy
is also furious.
as all the other rishonim or Ashrael, or then he didn't have to be Yerid. So that may leave us with a kind of an out for Svar. But Bein the Gershon wasn't Yerid there on the Pelegi, but he had all the Pelegi to look. But we, the Svardim, the ones, the Atzra, the Aranic Agreement, who hold that a Pelegish is Mutter, and if the Chevra, then the Gershon was the Spashe, there was only his Chevra that was in the Spashe. So the name of Pelegish is Mutter, and those are Mutter. That makes sense. Either the Chevra was in the Spashe altogether, and I don't know what he's going to look at with the Chevra, then the Gershon is the Spashe, who is talking in Ashkenaz, and what he's going to be master of Pelegish for the Ashkenazim. In those places, there wasn't a single reason was not there for Levi. And I'm totally confused. The character of any garrison was never, the Svardim didn't take Shane or Shane, except to my knowledge, the Kurdistan thing. Those are places where they had two motion. Other places they didn't have two motion, but they did it other ways, either with a kind of a shur, or a kind of a nine to two of one kind or another. There are other ways for preventing, without a hair. I don't know if any part of the play was a hair with this question. Maybe there are, and I'm not aware of it. But it doesn't make sense to me that Rabbeinu Gershon could A, hold a blanket to deal there, and B, not be good there with this creator on Colossus also, because he accomplished absolutely nothing. It's kind of mind-boggling. So that is, you know, really for the Ne'ashkena. The Ne'ashkena is equally worth the thing. Either a Pelegi is Luther, and I think that all, I don't know, religion, and that's nice reason to look at Pelegi is Luther, or if it's Luther, so it's the problem with Abraham and Gibbs, so then you go over it. You're over either way. So that then leaves us, I mean, I think Halacha reminds us, it leaves us that if the Ashkenazim, it seems to me that Pelegi is Luther. And for the Svardim, so my point of view is not completely in my freedom for them. It's true enough that there are more brings both sheets, but the fact that there are brings both sheets, I don't think it means anything. The fact that he did not create a cooler, he's made a misconduct. The Rishayim would help him with Mutter. The Rishayim helped him with Mutter turn out to be the Svardim, there are no rulers in my place. The Groa definitely helped him with also. The Groa helped him with his Kedushin also. The only kind of Kedushin to talk about is the Kedushin with Kedushin. The only thing that we're left with is what I left for last, and that's the Shiva Shiaizis. The Shiva Shiaizis was also to deal with what he thought was a social evil. If you look carefully in the Ayah, he talks about the Chapsoim, and he calls him Sar and Rabin. That's how he expressed it. I wrote the Chapsoim today, and since they're told in that Easter, therefore, we're not there for Legish, but maybe the won't be. They won't be close to the other experience of the Shabbat Sea, which is for selling. And that was their platform. You can do whatever you want, and then you get it here. Maybe I think it's a little bit naive. I don't think it's people who said that it was Pelegish. But he thought that Pelegish was the way to do it. And he was also dealing with the social issues. But so what? So the Irish was not there. So, there are lots of obscure footnotes. When I'm not doing them, so there they are, like all over the pages of people are kind of thing. So there we are, more than those reactions, even under one of the right lines. Whoever did it for them, you know what under one. No, not every sheet of the tree becomes the basis for a hacker. I mean, I don't understand how anybody can possibly turn all over smoothly. It's just a fine bargain. It seems to be clear that our proponent is an Ashna. So an Ashna, we have a clear after all these things. For the Svardim, I also think if you have a Ramban, and you have, I'm giving you a Ramban also, despite his last line. You've got a Ramban, you have a Ram, you have a Fagel there, Keneged, a Ramban, and a Reine, and a Rashto, and a Rivosh, and a Radaz, and Bechule. Really, Svardish is sharing now with the Ladish Rivosh. So I don't know what it's all about. I don't know whether we could save the average. You don't. You don't. Thank you.